The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Geeks Under the Influence podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of RVA Magazine, Loot Crate, Amazon.com, or their employees. Listener discretion is advised. Fuck off if you don't like it.
Mike the Hobbit here, ready to bring you another action-packed episode of Geeks Under the Influence. But before we continue with that, let's talk about our sponsors, the ones that make this possible, so we can continue on with this amazing podcast. First up, of course, is Amazon.com. They've been with us for a while. You can find a link to Amazon.com through our homepage at GUIpodcast.com. Click on the Amazon affiliate link, and anything you purchase through that link, we get a little bit of a profit. So it's a way to buy all the amazing stuff that you can find on Amazon and help out your favorite podcast at the same time. If you haven't already gotten on the Loot Crate train, then there's no better time than right before the holidays. Last month's Loot Crate was magical, with all sorts of goodies from Doctor Strange, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, a mashup with Big Trouble in Little China and Escape from New York, Game of Thrones, and Elder Scrolls. Next month is just as good with Revolution as the theme. Go to GUIpodcast.com under our sponsors page and click the link to Loot Crate. Use the code START, as in start a revolution, to save yourself a few bucks on your December crate. It's a way for you to get a little present every month and a way to support your favorite podcast at the same time. And that's about it. Join the conversation. Hit us up on Twitter at GUIPodcastRBA or Facebook. Just look up Geeks Under the Influence. Instagram, Geeks Under the Influence, all one word. Or just go to GUIPodcast.com. It's got all our links there. Now on to the episode.
We are here with a very special edition of Geeks Under the Influence. We are on location at the Richmond, Virginia, Three Notch RVA Collab House for the release of East Coast Local, the collaboration with Geeks Under the Influence and Three Notch Brewery, and the crowd goes wild.
That was better than I thought.
Yeah, oh, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Impressive.
Thank you to everyone that came out for this. This beer is absolutely delicious, and I'm more than excited to talk about this beer and talk with the brewer that helped us do this collaboration.
Even though he's a soulless ginger.
He is a soulless ginger, but I will tell you, you couldn't tell by the amount of soul that's put into this beer.
Damn right.
No
it's
shit.
Goddamn
this
good.
Is because it's dark.
This is going to release probably a day or two after the release, which was December 8th. And please come out to Three Notch Brewery on Broad Street and try it. It's only going to be around for a couple weeks. And this is Mike Bob at Vickett welcoming you to Geeks Under the Influence.
Geeks Under the Influence, bitch!
And the crowd went mild.
And the crowd usually goes mild. They're just not normally live. So normally I don't hear what the fuck are they talking about because they're in their car on the way to work. So now I get to hear it in person. I'm very excited about it. I'm Mike the Hobbit Bickett. Follow me on Twitter at Mike Bickett on Twitter, or follow our Twitter for the podcast at GUI Podcast RVA. Next to me on my left is the Mulatto Magic, the Sexual Chocolate, Mr. Lowdown Brown MacGyver.
Sup, guys?
Being sexy.
As always.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You were with us when we talked with Mr. McFadden about the beer and what we wanted to deliver in this exact beverage. What was your ingredient that you really pushed for?
The ingredient I really pushed for was the vanilla.
The vanilla?
I wanted something to smooth out the other two, the molasses and the cinnamon.
Yeah.
I figured that was a good way to lighten it up.
Yeah, I was pushing for the cinnamon, I think, was the one that I pushed for. Next to Lowdown Brown is Mr. Crump Crumpler, the Crumples, Crumple Stiltskin, if you will, the Velvet Hammer.
Goddamn right.
That was very, very adamant that you wanted molasses in this beer.
And that it be a porter, and that no IPA be mentioned at all in this thing at all. Because IPAs are horrible and disgusting and hipster swill.
And it was taken very seriously, because the IBUs on this is very low.
That's all it should be.
This is not a high IBU beer at all.
Because it's not goddamn bong water.
It is not, by any stretch of the imagination. And the man that made that possible, the one that brought all this weird fucking idea together and made it delicious, is the brewer of the RVA Collab House from Three Notch. Mr. Stefan McFadden is here with us.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing this. This is such a cool idea, the collaborating with local businesses and content creators to create beer. Was the collaboration thing your idea, or was that something that Three Notched itself really kind of came up with?
So the collaboration idea really came from Charlottesville. That's where our main production facility is, and up there they've always done a lot of collaborations, but on their pilot system. So the pilot system is about 3-barrel capacity, and they would bring in people that were friends or local businesses. They have a coffee company that's across the street that they would always collaborate with. And they just enjoyed it so much that when they looked at opening another facility here in Richmond, they thought, why don't we take this collaboration concept and like apply it to be the main concept of the facility and do about 75% of the beers in collaboration with local businesses. So I think it was a perfect model because Richmond Absolutely. Has so many different, you know, types of businesses and nonprofits and podcasts and bands and so many interesting individuals that we could focus on. So wasn't my idea. Dave Warwick, who's the founding brewmaster of the company up in Charlottesville, he does a lot of the seasonals and flagship beers up there. He always said, I think there's a famous quote that drinking beer is fun when done with other people. Turns out brewing is the same way. So he's definitely enjoyed doing a lot of collaborations in Charlottesville. So
I enjoy watching your mouth form words. I just want people to know how spectacular your lips are. And the way that you can smile,
oh my God,
is enough to make me melt inside.
Crump's main focus tonight is to make you feel as uncomfortable as humanly possible. Yeah. So,
well,
or
you know.
Sexy.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting across from him, you know.
Yeah,
I'm forced to stare at him.
That's
so.
What I have.
No, you're forced
with.
To feel me.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I start feeling something on my inner thigh, then I'll
know
where
it's
coming
an extension
from.
Because I'm not that long.
When he starts singing lyrics from Tommy, see me, feel me, know me, then you know you're in trouble. That's yeah.
All right. Good to know.
Either way, it's magic.
Now, Crump and I were fortunate enough to come out and actually help you make this beer. And by help you, I meant we stirred.
Stood around.
We stirred and poured.
And made comments.
Hey, that's what brewing's all about, except for, 90% of brewing is cleaning, people have always said. But,
which we
you know,
let
if you,
you
guys
do.
Did the stirring and pouring, then you guys at least took up the other 8%. So
I felt like I poured really good.
I
pour well.
You pour well.
Yes.
I stood around and
poured
made
your soul
fantastic
into it.
Commentary. I did as little as possible, and I'm fine with that because I think I'm allergic to manual labor.
I mean, look at your build.
Exactly.
This is not a build meant for manual
it's
labor.
It's very slothful.
Yes, very much so. Now,
can someone get me a beer?
Thank you, Katie.
You make that too.
Katie, you're all right for
actually,
a soulless ginger.
If you can get like just three of them, yeah, that would be good. All right.
Thank you.
My hands are.
Now, what I really like seeing from being there for the brew day is that we basically gave Stefan a very vague idea of what we wanted from the beer. We wanted a porter.
Yes.
We wanted it full-bodied.
Yes.
We wanted vanilla, molasses, and cinnamon.
Goddamn right.
Yep.
Which sounds like, okay, well, that's all you need for a beer. But then watching this magician at work,
find the proper malts to go into this fantastic beverage.
Not only the proper malts, but knowing the right time to put in the ingredients so it doesn't overplay the other ingredients.
It's all about the timing.
I was going to say, is it all about timing, honestly?
It's a lot of timing, and it's all about basically using the ingredients in moderation, you know. I mean, brewing a porter, you know, there's certain ingredients that are expected to be in there, or at least, like, you know, as a brewer, that if I add some chocolate malt or some black malt, exactly what you're going to get from it.
Soul.
Exactly.
I mean, kind of. I mean, I know you were making a joke, but kind of.
Yes.
So when you start working with cinnamon and vanilla and molasses, it's adding a lot of different factors to the beer. And you really have to be careful in terms of trying to balance those to make sure that, you know, you're not just getting a cinnamon bomb or, you know, way too much vanilla. So,
are amazing.
My perspective on the brewing is
has
always
you.
Been to kind of start light and then you can always add to it, but you can't take away. So, you know, the cinnamon, for example, was actually added right before the beer was carbonated. I basically steeped the cinnamon sticks and made a tea,
and then
was able to dose it in into the beer based on what level of cinnamon character that I wanted in it. So
awesome.
I just want you to know that I enjoy your fluid in my mouth.
I'm glad. Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah. There's quite a head.
I've heard that about him. That's the word on the street, actually. Now, speaking of which, let's talk about the character of the beer that we're drinking, the East Coast Local. The cinnamon really hits you right up front.
It does.
I mean, aromatics-wise, you get that vanilla very much on the nose. But that cinnamon is the first kick that you taste.
Agreed. Yeah,
damn right.
The malts come in right behind that. What do you get? Let's ask the actual brewer that knows way more about this shit than we do.
No, I mean, I think you guys are doing a great job in terms of what you're perceiving. And obviously, people
and what malts
beers,
were used?
Well, put me on the spot here.
I'm sorry to ask a question about your job.
So this one. So the malt bill was pale two-row malt, which is pretty much the backbone of most American ales. So that's going to provide basically the sugar that's used to ferment it. Doesn't have any really strong flavors or anything other than just being malty. But really the taste contributors were coming from the chocolate malt, which typically has... rather than the name suggests, more of a coffee flavor to it. It's got a fair amount of bitterness and definitely adds to the color. In addition to that, we did black malt, which is similar. It's also roasted or kilned quite a bit. So you get a lot of color, a little bit of bitterness, but it actually helps to counteract some of that, you know, really strong kind of roasty, astringent character that you get from the chocolate malt. So it helps to balance it out. And then I believe for this one, we also did some oats to help out with some of the body.
I remember that because it looked like oatmeal when you're stirring
it. Yeah. So we did oats, and then I think, was there a little bit of wheat malt that we added in there?
Possibly.
If you say there was, I'm going to say
yes.
I think
there was a little wheat malt.
I'm just going to be agreeable to you.
That was pretty much it. Yeah.
Now the oats, I think, might be part of the reason why the mouthfeel on this is the way that it is. I mean, it's got that. It's not like Oats McGoats, which is one of my favorite beers that you guys make. It doesn't have that exact like oatmeal stout mouthfeel, but it's got a little bit of that kind of like coating that you get with a oatmeal stout.
Yeah. So oats is a beer ingredient. You know, I use them in stouts, porters, even IPAs. They help give the mouthfeel a little bit of silkiness, help kind of give a little more body. And then they also help with head retention, so which is also, you know, a great thing for many beers,
yes,
IPAs and stouts included.
You got to love that.
Yeah.
I left it alone.
Yeah, you did. You did. For once in entire life. Yeah.
I went straight for the balls. I left the head alone.
A little background on Three Notch for anybody that's listening that is unfamiliar with the brewery. It comes from Charlottesville initially. The RVA Collab House has been around for how long at this point?
We've been open for 2 months.
Okay.
There's a third location that's in Harrisonburg, and they've been open for, I believe it's about a year and a half. So.
Okay. But the RVA Collab House, is there any plan in the future to maybe make some of these beers more regular appearance beers for Three Notched in Charlottesville? If, like, let's say, is a really good turnout for a beer. Is this almost kind of like a tester area for beers, or?
Somewhat. With these collaborations, we want them to be constantly rotating. You know, that allows us to experiment more and work with more groups of people. So we do want to be around for, you know, a few weeks, but then also allow for other beers to come through and into the mix. So there's a couple of beers that I've brewed as possible staples, you know, in the RVA lineup as maybe seasonals, or I guess seasonals are RVA flagships,
sure,
I guess you could
sure,
say.
Sure, sure, sure.
But right now, I only, you know, I have a pretty low capacity. I have 3 tanks. I'm brewing and releasing a beer every single week. So with 75% of the beers being collaborations, if I have one brew a month where I'm just brewing whatever I want, then I don't want to make that be the same beer every single time.
Sure.
So I've brewed one that we have on tap right now, Hops Edition, which is an IPA. I brewed that twice here, and that's the beer I've brewed the most here in the tap room. So maybe eventually we might try and push that up to Charlottesville and see if they can produce a lot more. We can get it more in the market and obviously have some more in stock here in Richmond. But until I expand my tank space down here, we're probably not going to see a whole lot of that.
Now, and that brings up why this is the perfect collaboration with the Geeks Under the Influence, is that this podcast does weekly releases every week where there's a new subject matter and oftentimes different panelists that create a different flavor for the podcast, which is a perfect fit for the RVA Collab House because every week you're working with different Richmond local stuff. Like you're like, what is it, next week you're doing No BS is releasing a beer,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, No BS Brass Band, which if you're not familiar is fun as shit. But you deal with the same mania that I do running this podcast where it's new cast of characters every week, it's a new idea every week, it's a new tone every week. And I think that's why this is such a good fit, is that like we're kind of doing the same thing, but you're doing the beer version of it and we're doing the podcast version of it.
Exactly.
So. He's just doing it better.
No, he's doing it way better than we are. That's for sure.
Yeah, I gotta give him that. Yeah. Good job, sir.
Because his makes everyone drunk and happy.
Yeah, true.
Well, that's true.
Now, this is going to drop a day or two after our release. So I would say that if you are listening to this and you did not get the chance to come out and try it on the release night, it's only going to be around for, what, maybe 2-3 weeks
at most? Yeah, I'd say it's going to be at least 3 weeks.
Okay.
They don't stick around for too long, but I'd say they'll be around through the holidays.
Okay. So,
And what are your hours?
So, our hours during the week, we open at 4 o'clock, and we're open until 10. On the weekends, we open at 12 on Saturday, Sunday. And then we're open until 11 on Saturday and 8 on Sunday.
All right.
On the technical end, for all of our beer nerds that listen, this is it's 5.6 ABV, right?
5.6 ABV.
What's the IBUs on this one?
I believe it's 26 IBUs, if I'm not mistaken.
So it's very low on the IBUs.
Yeah.
The bitterness scale.
On the delicious scale, I'd say 100.
It's really tasty.
It's really fucking tasty.
It's good.
And what I do love is it tastes like the right beer for this time of year. With it getting cold, with you wanting something a little bit heavier, the cinnamon up front is perfect for a December beer. But one thing I was a little
not
bit,
overpowering, though.
It's not at all overpowering. And one thing I was worried about is that it would kind of fall in line with all the other seasonal beers that you try. The cinnamon kick on the front changes the dynamic completely. It makes it its own animal. It stands alone, in my opinion, as far as a seasonal December beer.
I concur.
Yeah.
And I don't like to agree with you ever.
I know. I'm aware. I cannot begin to tell you how much I appreciate you working with Geeks Under the Influence and doing this. It was an absolute blast for us. As I told you before we started recording, every step of the way working with Three Notched has been great. Has been easy. It's been easy as shit. Even though you are soulless, like you are still a kind man that
with soft features and a beautiful smile
that has to deal with Crump, that had to deal with Crump for like almost 8 hours, which is for anyone that doesn't know Crump is a chore in itself.
Or
so.
It's a blessing.
It is a feat.
Yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed the experience too. It's amazed me so far, the variety of people I've gotten to work with, which is something that drew me to the job. You know, I grew up in Richmond. I actually grew up in a house 2 miles down the street over near the Richmond Diamond, you know, where the Flying Squirrels play.
Nice.
And, you know, I've known so many great businesses in the area that if I could have thought about, you know, collaborating with them in the future, it would just be incredible. And, you know, thinking back now, there's so many places that I want to work with. But everyone's a little bit different, and you guys included. Like, you guys have been so much fun and
sexy.
And sexy.
Don't
Don't encourage him. Do not encourage this man, okay?
I don't need encouragement.
But, you know, from the first time I met with you guys here in the tap room to talk about some beer ideas, I could pretty much see how the podcast went every single time. The way you guys work with each other and go back and forth and relentlessly give Hobbit shit for Y, and Z.
That's true.
For being himself. Yes.
That happens.
It was just so neat to see, and everyone's a little bit different.
Now, judging from just talking with us to actually being on an episode, do you see that translation?
I know.
This is kind of just how we are outside the podcast,
and
it just translates.
I think that's great.
I will say this is a true collaboration, because not only did GY collaborate to make a beer for your gig, but you collaborated by being on the podcast. So it crossed over.
It goes both ways.
Damn right it does.
Much like Crump is looking at
It's like
Stefan.
Docking. I'm circumcised. I hope you're not.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's looking at you like you're a meal, dude. Like, seriously.
He's already ginger. You don't need to make him turn red in addition to being red already.
But I will say, I feel like this beer is taking off, so I feel like it's sold well tonight, too.
Yeah, people like it.
People like it.
Yeah, I mean, I think around this time of the year, people are looking for something like this. I typically am.
Yeah, so I will say to our listeners, this is only going to be available through the holidays at Three Notch, the RBA Collab House. If you know some restaurants in your area, in the Virginia area, that want to get a little bit of Three Notch East Coast local action, I'm making a ball jiggling motion right now.
As trying to. Usually towards your mouth.
Then maybe hit up your vendors and see what you can do. Otherwise, you need to come by the RBA Collab House, get a growler. It's cheap. It's actually very reasonable. As the holidays are coming up and you have plenty of alcoholic uncles in your family, go ahead and buy them a growler, East Coast local, from Three Notch Brewery.
I'm an alcoholic.
It depends
uncle.
On if you want to.
I am too.
It depends on if you still want to talk to your alcoholic uncles, because we know how they
That's true.
You know how they get.
That's true. Whether or not to actually reinforce the alcoholism.
Very touchy.
Yeah.
Very touchy. Yeah, Crump knows where I'm going with that. Very touchy.
All right.
Very touchy.
But this is it for this little mini episode of Geeks Under the Influence. Please come out to Three Notch Brewery. We'll have all the address, the links, and everything in the notes of this episode. And if you see Stefan, handsome gentleman with a brilliantly red beard. Thank him.
And caring eyes.
And caring eyes, yes, no.
It's like if Opie grew a beard.
And a hopeful spirit.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
No?
He puts up with me well.
Thank him, and let him know that you heard about this place on
Geek. Hey, Geek, do you want to be a gimp?
No, let's not do that to him. No. The man that just made delicious beer for us, you're trying to punish now. That's
no. Or reward.
No.
Ugh.
What?
We don't know what he's into.
That's true, but you're making assumptions that he's into the weirdest of shit.
Or giving him options.
All right.
Giving him options. There you go.
Before Crump gets a little bit too excited about things.
Too sexy for the podcast.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
And thank you guys so much for having me. It's been a blast working with you.
I love
having
being
you guys
had.
In here at the tap room. This is really neat to see.
I love your beer, sir.
This is fun, and thank you for letting us actually...
Cheers.
Do an episode at the brewery. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers. Alcohol.
Woo. Good beer.
And thanks to Dale for driving from Winston-Salem for this shit.
Yeah, no shit. Thank you, Dale, for coming.
Kudos, man.
That man loves beer.
No shit.
Beer's
Thank you
good.
For listening to this episode. Please listen to our other episodes by following us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, TuneIn, or anywhere that you get your podcasts. Subscribe and also rate us, especially on iTunes. It brings us up in the rankings and lets other people discover this amazing podcast that you love so much. And also follow us on all our social media by going to gypodcast.com. Look through our links and join the conversation. Let us know what you want to hear in the future or what you liked about past episodes. And as always, join us or die.
Shut the fuck up, Hobbit.
Happy holidays from Geeks Under the Influence. Welcome to the season of giving. And if you feel like giving, you feel like getting some warm and fuzzy feelings down in your nether regions, then we've got just the thing for you. Punks for Presents. It's their 11th year doing this to benefit the Children's Hospital of Richmond. They raised nearly $5,000 last year, and they're going to try to top that with four shows over the holiday season. December 10th at Wonderland with Zombie Xmas, Elfzig, and Celtic Frosty the Snowman. December 15th at Gallery 5 with Operation Icy, Screeching Reindeer, and Unsung Carols. December 16th at Strange Matter with Sick Toys, Imaginary Toys, and Dear Santa. And December 18th at Banditos with Jingle Bell, Rockspire, The Elves, and Ho Ho Let's Go. These are cover bands that cover songs and Christmas them up for you to benefit the Children's Hospital of Richmond. If you want to get more information like times and ticket prices, then go to Punks for Presents RVA on Facebook, and they'll have event pages and more information about all these shows. Help out. 'Tis the season of giving, and what better way to give than to support local rock and roll, rock the fuck out, and help the children at the same time.
Hey guys, thank you for watching the GUI podcast. This is Nick from Instant Replay Live. I get plugged here a lot, and I'm being allowed to do it myself this time. I'm going to plug myself as much as I can. You can check out our Twitter at INST Replay Live. I'm going to plug myself again. I'm plugging myself in front of all these guys right here. You can find us on YouTube if you search for Instant Replay Live, or youtube.com/C/InstantReplayLive. Or at InstantReplayLive.com. We do video games, we do tabletop role-playing games, and we do reviews and all kinds of other stuff. So check us out.
Totsky from the YMM Podcast. Big fans of Geeks Under the Influence. Talk about all the same shit, so definitely check us out. YMMPodcast.com.
This is Mike the Hobbit, direct from Fallout on a trivia night, telling you to come here every first and third Monday for trivia between 8 and 10, 25-cent wings, drink specials, prizes, and tons of really inappropriate trivia. It's a lot of fun. Do you guys agree? Definitely come out and enjoy trivia every first and third Monday at Fallout.
In addition to Fallout, Geeks Under the Influence takes over Wonderland on the corner of 18th and Main Street for Geeks Under the Influence trivia every second and fourth Tuesday. So come and check it out. Ridiculous trivia, goofy music, great food, cheap drinks on the corner of 18th and Main Street, 1727 East Main. Come and check us out 8 to 10 every second and fourth Tuesday.